We are now 1 year into the COVID-19 pandemic, and the virus has altered our lives in several ways. The NewsHour launched a new podcast series called America Interrupted, The Longest Year, hosted by Amna Nawaz. And in it, she speaks with Americans from all walks of life about what they faced over the last 12 months. Here's a clip from one of those conversations with an ICU nurse in New York City.
I'm ready.
You've probably heard Sandra Lindsay's name before. Back in December, her face was splashed across TV screens nationwide when she became the first person in the U.S. to get a COVID-19 vaccine. But for this critical care nurse in Queens, the journey to that vaccination began back in March when the first major coronavirus surge overwhelmed hospitals in New York City.
I wonder if you can describe for us, because it's hard to remember what it was like. When the cases really started to surge, what did that feel like for you day to day?
What I saw were just people scurrying around in personal protective equipment, looked like we were from another planet, and through the face shields, you could just see the fear in people's eyes. You could see the sadness, but you could also see courage. But I knew that. They were just mentally and physically exhausting.
During those early days of the pandemic, Lindsay says it was relentless. When someone would die, their ICU bed would immediately need to be flipped for another COVID patient.
At that point, you're starting to have some moral distress. In addition to the physical and the mental distress, you're morally distressed because you figured that, you know, I should have been able to save someone's life, and I couldn't. And they passed away, and I can't even spend time to honor their spirit the way I would have loved to, because somebody else is waiting for the bed, and we're trying to see if we can save that person's life. So it was just so fast, sometimes you didn't have time to think.
Were you ever worried yourself that you might get sick?
Oh, absolutely. Every day I left home, I looked in the mirror and I would say, I don't know if I'm making it back home today, but I'm going out.
That's from our new podcast series, America Interrupted, The Longest Year. It's so hard to believe.